Title: Simple Breakdown Writing Beginner, DNB in Ableton Live. All right, let's write a simple, effective drum and bass breakdown in Ableton Live, using only stock tools and a repeatable formula you can use in basically any track. Here's the core idea. A good DNB breakdown is not just take the drums out. It's a controlled dip in energy that resets the listener's ear, builds tension, and makes the next drop feel noticeably bigger without you changing the drop at all. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean 16-bar breakdown that does five things. It keeps a ghost of the groove. It holds back the sub while keeping bass character. It adds atmosphere or a tonal hook. It builds tension with risers and a snare build. And it hands off back into the drop with a proper reset moment. Let's get set up first. Most DNB sits around 174 BPM, so set your project there if you haven't already. In arrangement view, we're going to work with a simple structure. The last 8 bars of drop 1, then a 16-bar breakdown, then drop 2. Before you touch any sounds, add locators. And quick tip, locators aren't just labels, they're decisions. Name them like you mean it. Put something like drop 1 end, breakdown start, breakdown mid, build slash pre-drop, and drop 2. If you want to go one step further, add little instructions in the locator names. For example, bar 9, reduce drums, introduce riser, or bar 15. Half bar vacuum. Future you will thank you. Now, one more concept before we build. Think in energy lanes, not tracks. In a breakdown, you usually want to keep three lanes alive. 1. Timekeeping, like hats or ghost percussion so the tempo still feels present. 2. Tone, like a pad, restail, or vocal texture so the track keeps its identity. 3. Tension, meaning one element that evolves over time, like a riser, filter movement, harmony change, or increased density. If you drop all three lanes at once, the song doesn't breathe. It just stops. Cool. Now let's actually build. Step 1. Duplicate your core elements so you don't break your drop. This is beginner proofing. We want to experiment without accidentally wrecking what already works. Group your main elements if you haven't. Select your drum tracks and group them into drums. Same for bass, music, and effects. Then, if needed, duplicate inside those groups. For example, duplicate your bass track and rename it Bass Breakdown. The goal is simple. Your drop stays untouched. Your breakdown gets its own versions. Step 2. Breakdown drums. Keep the groove. Remove the weight. DNB breakdowns often keep just enough rhythm to maintain momentum. So we're going to do the easiest, most reliable move. Filter the drum bus on your drums group. Add auto filter. Set it to low pass mode. 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 300 to 600 Hz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%, just enough to give it a bit of character. Now automate the cutoff over the breakdown. For bars 1 through 8, slowly open it from about 300 Hz up to around 2K. You're basically letting the groove come back into focus without giving the full weight. Then in bars 9 through 16, you can either close it slightly again for that pullback, or shape it into a pre-drop swell depending on your vibe. If you want quick movement, turn on the auto filter LFO, but keep it subtle. Small amount, like 5 to 10, and a rate around 1/8 or 1/4. The moment it starts sounding like a wobble effect, back it off. We want motion, not a lead synth. Alternative option if you're using a breakbeat layer, do a jungle-style tease. Mute the kick and the subby hits for the first 4 to 8 bars, keep tops and shuffled ghost hits, and if you want a bit of grit, add redux lightly to that break layer. A tiny bit of downsample, and very low dry/wet. This is one of those a little goes a long way tools. Step 3. Bass. Remove sub. Keep character. This is a big one. The breakdown should feel lighter but not empty. The most common beginner mistake is leaving full sub in the breakdown and wondering why the drop doesn't feel like it arrives. On the bass group, add EQ8. Turn on a high pass filter, set it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB. Now automate that high pass. For bars 1 to 8, keep it thinner, around 120 Hz. For bars 9 to 12, bring it down to maybe 80 or 90 Hz so you hint at power. Then in bars 13 to 16, the pre-drop, push it up slightly again so the true sub return in the drop feels like a slam. Optional but very effective, add saturator after the EQ. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip-on. This can create a ghost bass effect. You're not actually bringing the real sub back, but the harmonics imply bass presence on smaller speakers, while your low end stays clean. Arrangement tip. Simplify the bass rhythm in the breakdown. If your drop bass is busy, reduce it to root notes, longer holds, or even a halftime feeling. You're creating space for anticipation. Step 4. Atmosphere. Glue the breakdown and keep it cinematic. Create a new MIDI track called Atmos. Use Waveitable or analog. Here's a simple Waveitable pad approach. Start with a basic waveform, something sine or triangle-ish. Add reverb. Decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Size high and dry slash wet around 25 to 45%. Add auto pan for width and motion. Rate slow, around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz. Amount maybe 30 to 70%. Phase at 180 degrees for stereo spread. Then add EQ8 at the end and high pass it around 150 to 300 Hz. Protect your low end, always. Musically, keep it simple. One chord or even one note that matches your drop key. If you don't know the key, here's the cheat. Find the bass root note from the drop and just hold that. DNB loves droney tension. Quick coaching note, Juamano safety check here. Wide pads and long reverb can sound huge in stereo and disappear in mono. Put utility on your Atmos or music group, and quickly a slash B the width from 100% down to 0%. If the breakdown loses its core note in mono, reduce stereo width or simplify what's providing the main tone. Step 5. Build the breakdown story using a 16-bar template. This part is where arranging becomes easy, because you're not guessing. This audio version is shortened for playback.